Theming is another level of categorizing. Once your data has been grouped into categories, you need to look across your categories for similarities. What do you notice as commonalities? If you can identify a commonality or two at most, you most likely have identified a theme. Be sure to write down your themes and tape or glue the coded data onto that chart paper. If you don't have a large piece of paper, teacher researchers have been known to take over their refrigerators, walls, or even floors of their house as they spread out their data and organize it. You can even take a picture of your coded data to preserve it, which I strongly recommend. Once you've preserved your initial themes, you can use these themes to see if they emerge in your other data. Remember, it's okay if they don't because you don't want to force a theme on other kinds of data if it doesn't exist. In that case, then you have to ask yourself why that might be happening. Do you have the right themes? Perhaps there's another way to group your data. Is there an alternative explanation happening? Themes can lead to findings, which we'll discuss later. The most important part is to save your data, your analysis, and your themes. At this point, you should finish analyzing your interviews by theming your data.